This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial us up toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we will share with you on the website. The we in the studio tonight includes me, Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can also join us on the air via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. In fact, that's where we're going to start here tonight. There's all kinds of stuff in the news, including the latest video from John Cantley, who's one of the alleged prisoners of ISIS. I've got that video here, and we can share that with you because we've sort of been playing them as they've been coming out. But first, let's go to Torley Crua. He is on the line with us via Skype, calling from, I believe you're in the Boston area tonight. Is that right, Torley?
That is correct.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You and I first met when the Robin Hooding story hit here in Keene, New Hampshire. Last year, there was this huge avalanche of press coverage that happened all around the world covering the Robin Hood story, which for our listeners who might just be tuning in for the first time tonight, Derek J., how would you describe Robin Hooding in a brief manner?
It's when people follow a parking meter around the streets. And
parking meter?
Oh, excuse me.
It's getting weird.
A meter maid. No, it's like, you know, those meter maids who check the parking meters, and they follow that person around and make sure that they put a nickel or a dime in before the person is able to write a ticket for an expired parking meter. Saves people tickets.
Thousands of tickets were prevented from being written in 2013, and that means that tens of thousands of dollars were prevented from going into the hands of the government bureaucrats in Keene and kept instead in the pockets of the motorists of Keene, New Hampshire, which is where we do the show from. And as a result of them not getting all that revenue, basically they were flummoxed, they got angry, and they sued the Robin Hooders. And that lawsuit blew up into international press coverage, which actually the case is going to the New Hampshire Supreme Court this week on Wednesday morning. So it's appropriate that we're talking to you now, Torley, although the discussion we're going to have doesn't have anything to do with Robin Hooding. I'm just kind of giving a little bit of background as to how I got to know who you were. You reached out to me, just called me up. I was getting call after call from news media, and you were one of the few people who called that wasn't looking for an interview. You were just curious about this idea, and could this be something that Robin Hooding, could this be something that could be, you know, brought around the world? And specifically, you meant to Africa, which is where you're from. You're from Liberia.
Oh, yes, I am from Liberia, and I recall the Robin Hood news report. And what I decided to do as a person was just to find out, you know, what was going on and if this idea of Robin Hood could be replicated on the continent of Africa. I am from Liberia, the first republic in Africa, and it's a huge, rich continent with a lot of poor people. And I think that new ideas, new innovative ideas of freedom needs to blossom, grow in Africa. So that's why I contacted you, and that's why I even drove up there with my child and my honey for us to just connect with you.
Yeah, that's right. I know you came out to one of the court hearings at one point. So just let's get a little bit more background on you, Torley. You're from Liberia originally. You're in the Boston area now. Can you kind of give our listeners, before we get into, because obviously Ebola is the big issue out there at the moment, but you know, before we get into that, just a little bit of background. You know, what happened in Liberia? For our listeners that have, you know, never heard of Liberia prior to it appearing in their news headlines regarding Ebola, what's kind of the history in the 20th century of Liberia? Because the U.S. government has some involvement there, they did.
Absolutely. Liberia is a small country in West Africa. It's about 43,000 square miles and has about 4.5 million people. It was started in 1822 by people from the United States who left from here to go and start up a new country. It was the first Republic in Africa. It started as a as an outpost of the United States government because at that time there was slavery in the United States in 1822, but black people in this country could not live freely, even if they were not slaves. Free blacks could not live freely in the United States at the time. And so free blacks got together, but it was not even their venture. It was a group of white men who got together, both people who owned slaves and people who were in the abolitionist movement. These two odd bedfellows got together and decided they were going to go to Africa to carve up a place where to basically rid United States of free blacks. And so black people who were not slaves, who were free, could not be free in the United States. And so the solution was perhaps they could be free in Africa. And so from 1822, the first batch went there. A lot of people died from malaria. But eventually in 1847, they established a republic, which was the first independent republic in Africa. And Joseph Jenkins Roberts from Norfolk, Virginia, an African-American man, was the first president of Liberia. Now, fast forward, we've had 10 presidents of Liberia who were American citizens born and educated in this country prior to leaving this country because of the inability for them to be free in the United States because of their race. Had to leave to go to Liberia, and they became presidents of Liberia. We've had about 24 presidents in Liberia. The current president is a woman called Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. She's the current president of Liberia, and this country has had a rocky past. For the past almost 30 years, it's been on a dictatorship of the military. It's had about 15 years of civil war. And there was a transition from civil war not too long ago, probably like 7 years ago. And so after almost 20 years of civil war and decimation of the basic infrastructure in the country, you know, no electricity, no running water any longer, everything had been destroyed, then we have this new problem of Ebola that is killing people all over the country. It was a long summary, but that's the summary of the Republic of Liberia.
Yeah, and you were born there. I don't know. Are you in your late 30s? I'm just kind of taking a shot at looking at you and just seeing your picture and met you in person. How old are you, Torley?
No, I'm old. I'm very old. Yeah. I'm from a family that lived very long lives, but I'm actually 60. I'm
what?
Actually 60. Yeah,
wow.
I'm 60. I'm 63 right now.
Good one, Ian.
Yeah,
you
right
look
now,
great,
right?
I got to say.
Well, I can tell you my grandmother just passed away not too long ago, and our family people live very long, and so that's the way it is. My father is 91, but at 88
wow.
He remarried in Boston, and so you know I just got married not too long ago, and I have my first child who is now 3 years and
congratulations
and 5 months. Yeah.
How did you end up leaving Liberia, and how old were you at that time?
Well, I left Liberia in 1990. I actually first came to the United States, and I first came to New Hampshire in 1982. At the time, I was working for a company called Wang Computers. It's a Massachusetts computer company, and I work as technical support specialist for Africa, Middle East, and Europe out of their European subsidiary. But I was in Liberia during the time of the war. I happened to have been arrested. They were going to execute me, as they were doing right to a lot of people. They actually pulled me out of my house at 4 o'clock in the morning. It was pitch darkness when they pulled me out and they were going to go and execute me. But I was fortunate to be able to talk them out of execution. They made me to pay, they charged me, you have to pay $5,000. I got out on the last flight out of Liberia, and I came to Boston because the company that I worked for at the time was headquartered in Boston. I had resigned from Wang, but I knew a lot of people in the Boston area who were working for Wang Computers.
Now, you went back to Liberia this summer, right before the Ebola thing really struck, from what I understand. I want to get more from you. You can stick with us, I take it.
Thank you.
Hang on, Torley. We're going to bring you back here. Torley Crua is on with us here. He's from fightebola.us. That's his fundraising website. He's looking to help people out with the situation, which is obviously awful. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. This is Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 8th, 2014, gold opened at $12,1880. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12,6360, $631.80 for a half ounce, or $315.90 for a quarter ounce. That's $12,6360, $631.80, and $315.90.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. You can Skype in to username lrn.fm. But if you have a question for our special guest, Torley Akrua, you will have to call the toll-free number as he is currently on our Skype. And we can't conference two Skype calls together. So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Here on Free Talk Live, we're big fans of alternative currency. Bitcoin's been on the rise again over the last few days, which is nice to see. And, of course, gold and silver are historically great hedges against the problems of inflation. I like silver personally. It's affordable, and gold's also pretty too. It's a little bit more pricey. You can get them both from gold.freetalklive.com through our friends at Midas Resources, which is actually the company that's behind our syndicate, GCN. That's the company that gets us, helps us get on 160-plus radio stations from coast to coast. So if you've been thinking about getting gold and silver or getting some more gold and silver, then please order through Midas Resources because it benefits Free Talk Live, and you'll get some great silver and gold pieces. Go to gold.freetalklive.com or call them up toll-free at 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. We've got Torley on the line with us here. Torley Akrua, formerly of Liberia, now living in the Boston area, doing some fundraising for Ebola, trying to raise awareness and help some people out. I want to talk more about what exactly you're raising money for. Your website is fightebola.us. Torley, you were sort of giving us some of your history about what life was like in Liberia. You were threatened with death by the government there. Ultimately, you managed to escape during what was a civil war, and now you've gone back. How many times have you gone back since you escaped?
Well, I was out for a very long time, up until 2008, from 1990 until 2008. After there was democratic elections, I went back in 2008, and along with a friend of mine who's here in Massachusetts. So I went in 2008, but this year, 2014, I was there in February, and I went to Sierra Leone in Liberia just before the Ebola outbreak. I also went back in late June and early July, and I came back here, you know, just fully cognizant of the problems that people faced there in Guinea, in Sierra Leone, in Liberia, and I wanted to help out. And that's exactly what I've been doing ever since I came. I've put all of my stuff on hold, all of the other things I've been doing now on hold, and I'm helping local people in the local community, in rural communities, to fight Ebola, to create awareness. There's no vaccine, there is no cure, but the best way to fight Ebola is prevention. And there are people in the local communities who are working on this, you know, in rural areas that don't have access to the cameras you see. So I'm working with those people to create awareness and prevention. That's what I'm doing right now.
Well, I appreciate that. And so you were just over there in the summertime. I guess there's no longer a warrant for your arrest from back in the 80s. You felt
Oh, no. Those people are all, a lot of them are dead.
They're gone.
The few that are not dead ran away. Yeah, right. So I'm free now to go back and forth. Yeah.
That's good to know. Yeah. So what is it that people are misunderstanding? I mean, obviously, people in the United States, they get these news stories from the mainstream media. What are some of the big misconceptions you hear when you talk to people about Ebola in Liberia?
Well, the big difference between this Ebola and other problems around the world of recent times is people feel that from the government here in the United States and a lot of the experts, they say Ebola is a tropical disease. It's never going to come here. People should just relax. And that means that people should not get involved in this deadly disease that is killing a lot of people. I mean, if you just check on the internet to see just how many people are responding to this plague, to this problem of Ebola that's killing so many people, not too many people are involved. And I think that's a mistake because Ebola, I don't know exactly how it got there. But it got there, and now it's killing a lot of human beings. It's now in the human family. So every human being is at risk to a higher or lesser degree. And I think some of the misconception people have is the fact that they always get assurance from the government, you know, it's okay, you don't panic, don't be afraid, it's not going to come here, but it's not about it coming here. The fact is, people are dying of this very deadly disease that has no cure. How can we, as human beings, help them to live, to not get the Ebola? I think that's very important.
I call on the United States government to invade Ebola.
Now, I mean, are governments making this problem worse, do you think, Torley?
I think so in a number of ways. You know, Abraham Lincoln said the dogmas of the quiet past are inadequate to the stormy present. The occasion is piled high with difficulty, and we must rise with the occasion. As our case is new, so we must think anew and act anew. What the government is doing today is the same old way of approaching problems. For example, just over the weekend, the president announced that they're going to start testing people who arrive from West Africa at 5 airports. That's one of the things that they're doing to fight Ebola.
It's a good thing they're going to be taking people's temperatures.
They're going to take temperature, but after you take the temperature, where will you send them? You know, and right now we already know that there's a nurse in Texas who contracted Ebola, even though she was fully dressed up in a half-mask suit. And there's a nurse in Spain. So I think they really don't understand this disease fully, but they claim that they know everything, and I think that's a problem.
Absolutely. Now, I'm looking here on your website, fightebola.us. There's a donate link. You've already made your goal, but I'm going to go ahead and send something anyway. You've got 10 days left on your fundraiser, so congratulations on actually meeting and exceeding your fundraising goal. But I'm sure every dollar that you can make in addition to that can help out. What's some of these dollars going to be going towards?
Okay, so that fundraising goal, if you go on the website, you're going to see that when you go to get involved, it goes to Ebola projects in Liberia. I set the limit for $2,600 because I'm working with a specific group that needed $2,600 that mm-hmm. I need to send to them. In August, I had another goal, which was $2,400. For that one, I was only able to get $300, which I sent to them. And this goal was $2,600. I've exceeded that. So what I do is I connect with different communities to find out exactly what they need. And if you go on the website, you'll see one list of some of the things that people need. And that's what the money goes to. For example, it goes to transporting nurses and doctors to go in villages and speak to the people in their local languages about what they need to do to prevent them from catching Ebola. The other thing that they also do in addition to transportation is they buy chlorine and supply it to people in villages to use that chlorine to wash their hands so that their hands are clean. And so these different items are the things that the money goes to buy.
Torley Krua, he is working on helping out folks and educating people in Africa, in Liberia, about Ebola. And like I said, your website, fightebola.us, there's a donate link there. I'm going to send something along. Torley, thank you for coming on Free Talk Live tonight.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being here.
Very good, sir.
I'll come another time.
There's more coming up here on Free Talk.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want right here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and we give you all kinds of features there totally free. So once again, go to freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by ProXPN. If you care about online privacy, you really need to know about ProXPN, their global virtual private network. And they encrypt your data online, meaning that before your internet information, whatever you're sending or receiving from your computer into your computer, it's encrypted before it reaches your internet service provider. So your ISP will not know what you're doing online anymore once you start using ProXPN. In fact, one of our listeners called in to rave about it not too long ago. All of the reviews we've heard have been very positive. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, and you can get started there for free. Now, you can upgrade, and you're going to want to, because when you upgrade to the premium account, you will get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world you can connect to. You can privately torrent, and you can get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all, unlike your internet service provider, who's probably logging all the sites you visit and all the search terms that you enter. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. Just download their free app for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. Setup's a little bit different for Linux users, but if you're on Linux, you can get it working as well. And their customer service is fantastic. There have been a few people that have, you know, had some questions about the ProXPN service, and all of the responses that we've received have been, you know, they've been very happy with, you know, how to, you know, change things around for Linux or whatever sort of issues they might have had. The folks over at ProXPN have been very helpful. So proxpn.com/FTL. Use code FTL50 to get 50% off the price of the annual account. Also, FTLBTC will get you 62% off the annual account if you pay with Bitcoin for that. So don't forget those discount codes, FTL50 and FTLBTC. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. That's proxpn.com/FTL. All right, so you can, of course, bring up anything that you would like to discuss here on Free Talk Live. With you in the studio, it's Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Don't forget to check out more Derek J. on his website, derekj.me. I heard your interview on Anarchast just today, Derek.
Oh, wasn't that fun?
It was very good. I enjoyed that. And that's Jeff Berwick, who is sort of a well-known guy on the internet in the libertarian circles. He's also known as the Dollar Vigilante, and he was a big fan of your movie.
Yeah, I was surprised. He and I had a great discussion. It sort of went some back and forth. I got to ask him some questions mm-hmm. as well. And I thought it was fun and educational. So you can check that out at DerekJ.me.
Excellent. And that and so much more. He hosts radio shows all over the place. There's a Bitcoin talk show that you do.
Plus, I like document my life and stuff. You know, there's a new Porcupine store, a Free Stater or a Liberty store that's opening up, and I've been documenting that step along the way. It's a little piece of history, you know, and if you want to go back and see what I've been recording for the past few years, you could do that too.
All at DerekJ.me. So there's another person that has been having his life documented recently to some extent. His name's John Cantley, and I guess you could argue this really isn't his life because he's reading a script. But it's him, and he's one of the alleged hostages of the folks calling themselves ISIS. Now, what is ISIS? Well, that's up for debate. Some people would say that it's a legitimate terrorist group. Others would say it's some sort of a CIA operation to foment anger towards people in the Middle East by the people in the United States to continue justifying war.
Couldn't they both be right?
They could both be. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the truth is, but I know that these videos are being released of this man in a orange shirt sitting in a black room against a black background at a desk. That's all there is to this video. And he is reading some sort of script, whether he actually assisted in writing the script or not. We had some sort of discussion about that on Free Talk Live in the past. Nobody really knows. But we do know that this guy has been missing for a couple of years. He was actually apparently captured allegedly by the ISIS militants in the past and was managed to get out at one point and then was ultimately recaptured by them on a later date. He is has now been their spokesman for the last four videos. The fourth one just came out earlier today, I believe, and of course, as usual, there's plenty of news about it, but it's relatively difficult to find the videos. Credit to the Daily Mail in the UK. They are consistently good at actually posting the entire video into their article where they summarize what happens in the video. It's a sort of an educational propaganda series by ISIS designed to give them the opportunity to give their side of the story. Is this the truth? Not necessarily. There's, you know, three sides to every story. The truth, and then there's the other two sides. So you get to hear their side as opposed to the U.S. government's side of things as delivered by U.K. hostage John Cantley. So with that introduction, I'd like to go ahead and play this most recent video that has been released. We've played them, both of the ones that came before this. The first one, let's call it Episode Zero, was this sort of a setup episode where they introduced John Cantley. He kind of talks about himself and him being held hostage and that he's going to be releasing these, that they're going to be releasing these videos. So this is actually...
Most of the people who've released videos have ended up dead on the next one, so...
Yeah, he's still alive, thank goodness. And I know that there was another article about his father has been begging ISIS to release him. And hopefully that'll happen for him, but it wouldn't surprise me if it didn't. Anyway, we're going to continue with the... we're going to jump into this video here. Continuing the series, this is video number 4 of the series where he just sort of gives you their perspective on things. Here it is from the Daily Mail's website at dailymail.co.uk, and it's actually stalled out here, so we're going to retry this here in a moment. Again, John Cantley held hostage for at least a couple of years here at this point. The production value of these videos is fairly high. It's HD quality. The sound is a little echoey. It sounds like he's in sort of a large room with no sound dampening. But the quality of the video is actually very, very good. Anyway, here he is sitting in his
shirt. Hello again. I'm John Cantley, the British citizen abandoned by my government and a prisoner of the Islamic State for nearly 2 years. In this program, we'll touch on some of the inherent strengths of the Islamic State and look at how our governments use everything at their disposal to gain public support for their war. The Islamic State today are an inherently resilient organization, says War on the Rocks, a military news source, in an article published September the 5th. Look how far they've come since 2007 in Iraq, when 150,000 troops were in country. The Islamic State will survive and even thrive. In the face of setbacks, war only makes the jihadist movement stronger. And they are dug in for the fight. They have years of experience fighting against the Americans and know how to patiently and violently outlast long-term war projects.
Didn't they have setback today? Didn't the Iraqi military kind of give ISIS what for?
I have no idea. You tell me.
That's the case, yeah.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I guess we're looking at the strong suits of ISIS, and mm-hmm. I suppose they've got some strong suits. I think this really just comes down to, the United States deciding we're going to set up a democracy in a country where it's, you know, the populations are split, and the Shiites outnumber the Sunnis. Well, no wonder you're going to have Sunnis that are upset when they're going to be the minority. They've moved from the ruling class to the minorities.
This is a really strange disconnect between the video quality and the audio quality. Just as a video editor myself, this is something that stands out really strongly to me. Like, there are cameras from different angles, mm-hmm. there are close-ups, it's HD quality, as you mentioned, there's lots of video transitions in between, but the audio is horrible. It just seems weird that they wouldn't think of both of those things.
Well, it's listenable. It's not horrible. I mean, if it were horrible, I wouldn't play it on
right, air. But it sounds like it's in a big room, whereas they didn't use a professional microphone where they clearly use professional cameras.
He does appear to have a lavalier microphone on.
The room that had all the sound dampening on it got blown up by a Hellfire missile.
That's it.
No, it's always been echoey in all of the videos. We'll come back with more of it here in moments. And, of course, there are going to be setbacks for any physical conflict, Mark. And obviously this is their propaganda. They want you to believe that they're ready to go.
Yeah, they want me to believe the United States isn't going to somehow be able to beat ISIS.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How can they beat what they ultimately created in the first place?
Hey, guys, if you're into fantasy football, you've got to check out FanDuel.com. At FanDuel, you play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. You only play when you want, and you can change your team any week. FanDuel's paying out over $10 million every week this season. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Just go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code FOOTBALL70. FANDUEL.com. Code FOOTBALL, the number 70.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee.
If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. Join us via Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request on Skype. That will be approved, and then after that, it'll be easy for you to call us on Skype from that point forward. With you in the studio, it's Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
We are going to continue with what is a 6.5 minute video, actually close to 7 minutes, with John Cantley. He is one of the current hostages allegedly held by ISIS in the Middle East.
And he can't lie.
You know, it is a funny last name. You can't really write these things, right? Like, they chose the guy named Can't Lie as their propaganda deliverer. So he's reading a script right into a camera. He's wearing his sort of this trademark orange T-shirt to, you know, that's what all of their prisoners have been wearing in the various beheading videos that you may have heard about that we've reported on here on Free Talk Live, and just very, very basic videos sitting at a desk, black background, sort of an echoey room, no sound dampening. And Derek J., you were critiquing the sound of this particular video. Is this the first one you've seen of these, or have you seen the previous ones?
I've seen previous ones, but not when they're sitting at a desk with a black background.
This is the first propaganda video that you've seen. You've seen the beheading videos.
Correct.
So,
and I'm surprised, because it seems to me authentic. Like, this is something that, as an amateur video editor, I might come up with and then say, whoops, I plugged in my microphone wrong. It looks like I got the bad audio, and I got audio from the camera. It seems like an amateur mistake.
I don't know. I mean, I think that he's just in an echoey room, and there's not really anything you can do to correct that. I mean, he's got a lavalier microphone on, and you can see it on his neckline on the shirt. And a lav mic, for those that don't know, is a very small microphone. You frequently will see it in use in, like, news interviews where there's somebody's got a little teeny little mic clipped to their lapel or something like that. That's what a lavalier mic is.
It's
that's
just
pretty
how,
standard in the industry, you know, the TV industry.
But it's just how it comes off to me. Like, initially my suspicion was, oh, this group's just a bunch of CIA-created videos, like a Wag the Dog type scenario, that old movie from the 90s, where, you know, the government creates their own propaganda videos to justify wars.
Well, who knows?
But this seems like it's more authentic because of the mistakes. Like, the CIA would use high-quality audio, I would think.
So let's continue on here with the latest propaganda video. Just came out within the last 24 hours. Allegedly from ISIS with John Cantley.
Americans know how to patiently and violently outlast long-term war projects. What this means is that anyone hoping for a nice, neat surgical operation without getting their hands dirty is in for a horrible surprise once it gets underway.
I'd agree with that.
Thus, for now, U.S. intervention policy remains airstrikes and humanitarian airdrops in Iraq, with a constant emphasis being placed upon minimum time commitment to pacify the public back home. Obama recognizes the dangers of mission creep, and he is trying to avoid that outcome, says War on the Rocks. Mission creep is a recipe for failure because the American people will not allow sustained investment in a policy they did not commit to originally. Now, this is where it gets ugly on the home front.
Well, it doesn't really matter what the American people want, it seems. I mean, there certainly has been a pushback against the war state over the last decade in the United States. And that's
well, certainly
really
the last
them.
Few years.
Yeah. It hasn't really stopped them.
I think Obama was largely elected because he was against the war in Iraq.
Sure.
What people didn't realize is that he was for the war in Afghanistan. This isn't something – he didn't trick us. That was what his point was all along. Afghanistan was the good war.
Well, he also promised to shut down Guantanamo, so he definitely tricked plenty of people.
You know, I think with the Guantanamo thing, that's really what he wanted to do, but that he found that legally it wasn't something that he could do. He couldn't take those people.
That sounds like a lame excuse. But he's the damn president. He could shut down any executive branch.
He can
right?
shut it down, but there's more to it than that. You know, like if the idea was to give these people trials, but how are you going to give them trials when they didn't commit crimes? You know, trials in New York when they didn't commit crimes in the United States. So I think that he ran into some problems there that he didn't expect. But, you know, I still think it should be shut down.
Yeah, sounds like you're making excuses for him.
I'm not trying to make excuses. I
believe like he just lied, just like every other politician. Continue here.
For America and its allies, the Islamic State don't mind if nobody attacks them or if everybody attacks them. They are patient and time means little to them. They don't rely on any donor or country for funds, but make financial gains from war booty and battlefield successes. America, on the other hand, has to do this as quickly and cleanly as possible, but already the subject of money has been raised. If and when we need additional dollars from Congress, we will certainly make that request, said the president on the 9th of September. With our economies largely bankrupt, getting sustained public support for yet more war is going to be nigh on impossible.
Yeah, but it'll happen. I mean, just whether the public supports it or not, that's not going to matter when Obama wants more money for more bombs and more military intervention, you know, over in Syria or Iraq or wherever they happen to spread this conflict to. By the time he asks for that more money, he'll get it. Congress isn't going to deny money to the military because anybody
it doesn't seem to do that.
Right. Anybody that votes against sending money to the military will just be bad-mouthed at the next election.
The troops.
Right. So that's, you know, he's going to get every dollar he asks for.
And so the public needs something really tangible.
Right. The president, the politicians, they you know, they send people on in what largely are unpopular wars. They send the troops on after unpopular wars. And there's actually been a news story out that basically says the U.S. people in the U.S. military have been polled or whatever and say that they're not interested in going to do this ISIS fight. They don't think it's a good idea.
But they'll do it anyway.
Well, but they're going to follow orders if they're right. told to. But then the politicians will send them over there and then hide behind the troops as the money gets spent. The money gets spent for the military-industrial complex that gives the campaign donations to the politician. The military-industrial complex doesn't give free equipment to the military. If the military-industrial complex, if these companies that that make military equipment really cared about the troops, they'd give free equipment to them. And they charge the politicians or something, right?
Like, it still would be a scam either way. I mean, even if they gave free equipment to them, you'd see them getting subsidies for that free equipment or something like that.
It's always going to be that way.
Going on here?
The easiest card to play is that of national security. Thousands of foreigners have joined the Islamic State, said Obama on September the 10th. These trained fighters may return to their home countries and carry out deadly attacks, he said, which is conceivable. But if you're truly worried about national security, you close your borders.
Now look at this. Here's ISIS, actually, or you know, the people purporting to be ISIS, actually advocating for closed borders, which, of course, is the same thing that many, you know, right-winger, conservative-type, you know, folks are advocating at the same time. So, strange bedfellows.
What in the world? Why would they be advocating for this? Now, try to imagine for a second. One would assume that these people are not strategic morons, right? They've had some military successes up to this point. Why in the world, what benefit do they think that they're going to get from advocating for closed borders for the United States? If they wanted to send people from over here to wreak havoc, certainly that wouldn't be what they would advocate for, right?
Well, that's what he is suggesting would work better. He'll make his case here in a moment.
...prevent people getting in. It's relatively simple and inexpensive and guaranteed to be more effective than another military intervention in Muslim lands. Keeping people who wish you harm out of your country is much easier than going to theirs.
I don't know if I agree with that assessment, but I understand the argument that's being made, and I guess, you know, on the scale of which is a more expensive method of trying to stop the conflict, probably would be cheaper to try to close the borders, but of course it would be completely pointless because, well, anybody with the motivation to get through the borders will certainly
do that.
Right,
I would think any, you know, a small band of English-speaking ISIS folks that maybe even have U.S. passports and that sort of thing would probably, if they, you know, I mean, if they're on a military mission, they're going to be much more dedicated to getting in than somebody who's, you know, trying to get across the border to wash dishes to send money back to the family. And I would think that they wouldn't have that much trouble getting on a boat and getting across or sneaking. I mean, you know, the border, you think the border between the United States and Mexico is porous? Take a look at the one between the United States and Canada.
Well, I don't think anybody is going to turn to the ISIS propaganda videos to, you know, look at serious possibilities for how to change the approach of the U.S. federal government. But it's curious that they bring this up in the midst of, you know, we're halfway through this video here. And
it is curious.
And they're going off now on how great of an idea it would be for the U.S. to try closing its borders instead of military intervention.
It's really confusing.
Yeah, isn't it? Well, we can address this a little further. Coming up here in moments, and we'll hear more from John Cantley, a.k.a. ISIS, supposedly, in their latest propaganda video. Coming up in Hour 2 on Free Talk Live.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another micro-loan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body.
A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.